and this is All Things Considered on WJFF, and this is the time of the hour where we pause and go to some local coverage. And joining us on the phone right now, we've got New York State Senator Jen Metzger representing State District 42, which includes all of Sullivan County, Ulster County, and Delaware counties, and parts of a number of other counties. Senator Metzger, how are you doing today?
I'm doing okay, safe and sound. I hope you're doing the same.
Yeah, we're doing well. I mean, obviously, as we answer those questions, that particular question, we keep in mind just the numbers that we're looking at with just so many folks dying each day from this, but also looking at the numbers that it seems that the New York pause and other guidelines that people have been following, it seems like that's starting to have a positive impact on the situation.
Yes, it is having a positive impact. It will continue to have a positive impact if we all just follow all of the precautions that we need to.
So since we last spoke, I think it was before the first, because we were looking at, okay, the budget's got to pass by the first for the state budget. That's happened. So we want to get into some of the things, some of the good and the not so good that's in the budget. But first, I want to follow up on what we also spoke about last time, which was your concern about access to voting. And yeah. It seems like everybody in the country was talking about that this week, if they hadn't been already, because of what happened in Wisconsin, which not only was such a serious and kind of egregious case of what happens if people don't make plans for access to voting in the light of a pandemic, but it was so serious that it seems like it actually affected the race in question, the Democratic primary, because shortly after that, Bernie Sanders stepped down as a candidate. So this is big, big news this week.
Yeah. I mean, it really put the spotlight on how important it is to prepare to have a plan for elections during this pandemic. We just don't know how long the state of emergency is going to continue, and it's just prudent to put a plan in place. And it was really disastrous in Wisconsin. You know, they had a stay-at-home order, yet people were supposed to go out and stand on crowded lines to vote. They had to close many of the polling places because election workers were at risk and weren't going to work. And, it's just, many of our election workers are retired, are in that vulnerable age group. We have to make sure in New York that these are important elections coming up. In June, we have local elections now as well. That had been postponed to June. Hopefully, we will be out of this by November. But nonetheless, just prudence dictates that we have a plan in place, so we're ready no matter what. I had actually introduced a bill last month that would have the State Department of Elections develop a plan for a universal vote-by-mail system in cases of a natural disaster or other state of emergency as we have right now. This would enable everyone to cast a vote safely. They would receive a ballot in the mail, and they can mail it in or drop it off at designated drop-off locations. They would have, a period of time to do that. There is already a universal vote-by-mail systems in place, just for all elections in other states, in Oregon and Colorado and Washington State. They've all been voting that way for a number of years. Successfully. So just yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, the governor announced he issued the guidance yet, but he would enable all voters to receive an absentee ballot in New York State without having to meet one of the requirements that currently exists for getting a ballot. So that's a very important step to take. Right now, You know, you can get an absentee ballot in New York. We've had this in place for a while, but you have to, you know, you have to have an approved excuse for getting one. This would relieve that requirement and allow anyone to get an absentee ballot. So that's an important step, but my bill would go further than that by eliminating the requirement that each voter would have to actually apply for an absentee ballot, you know, and have their application reviewed by the Board of Elections and then be sent a ballot. It's a multiple-step process, and, you know, I worry that that is that's going to really depress voter turnout.
It seems like in the past, I mean, and this still may be the case as well, but in the past it was, you could see nationally that either Democratic or Republican parties might be involved in something like gerrymandering. It seems, unfortunately, more and more that the Republican Party nationally is taking the stance where they're more concerned about voter fraud, which is technically less of a real issue, and not as concerned about access to polls, and almost making this a partisan issue, really making it a partisan issue about access to voting.
Yeah,
is there any kind of resistance like that in New York State? Is this a partisan issue in New York State?
I haven't heard any you know, pushback to certainly on instituting no excuse vote by mail as the governor has suggested, just allowing everyone access to, I mean, sorry, absentee ballots, allowing anyone to have access to absentee ballots. I haven't heard any pushback to that. You know, I think that, you know, as there's more discussion about a universal vote by mail system, as my bill proposes, we'll see. We'll see what kind of pushback that gets. But, you know, I'll tell you, in the state of Oregon, 100 million ballots have been cast by mail, and there has not been any fraud. So there's a pretty good track record in, I'd say, elsewhere in the country on this.
And now you're state senator here in New York State. You're not one of the 100 senators at the national level. What's happening in the rest of the country isn't necessarily your business, but it's a truism that's out there. I've heard Governor Cuomo say it, that as goes New York, so goes the country. Do you think at all about that? That if, hey, you know, if we're able to stand up in New York and join the states that are already doing this, that'll push for more voter access across the country.
Certainly. I think that if New York were to do that, more states would likely consider doing it as well. I think that other states are already considering it. It's just, as I say, it goes back to just being prudent. We want people to be able to exercise this most fundamental democratic right while being safe.
Right.
In a pandemic, we have to make plans to make sure people can do that. So,
right. So I apologize for taking so much time on that, but like I say, it's a big issue, especially this week. People are really thinking about it. Now, yesterday we had you on. You were doing a live virtual town hall with Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan. We had that on. It was earlier in the afternoon. Not everybody might have heard it. And in that, you were talking about the budget, but also another issue came up that I know that you're concerned about and was echoed when we spoke with the Lieutenant Governor Hochul yesterday, is child care in New York State. So I wonder if you could just touch on that quickly and to whatever extent that plays into the budget, which we're also talking about now.
Well, child care is a huge issue in New York, and this is, I feel like this is something that as a state we have to invest much more in to make sure families have, you know, have affordable access to it. You know, it's you know, just is a real hurdle for many women professionally, you know, getting into the, and it's you know, we're behind, well, as a country, we're behind other countries on this front. But in this year's budget, This year's budget was extremely challenging. When we started the budget process back in February, of course, we were in a very different place. But with the outbreak of COVID-19 and the extraordinary impact it's had on the economy, slowing down economic activity, we're as a state going to see a pretty severe reduction in revenues. And New York State, is constitutionally, we're obligated to balance the budget. We can't spend more money as a state than we take in revenues from taxes and fees. And of course, we're going to see huge reductions in revenues. So this was very challenging. This budget. This was not a budget year where we could really increase investments in any areas. We were really focused on preventing cuts to really important areas and ensuring that we have a continuity in the programs and services that the state funds. So that was really important. And we were focusing on, from my perspective, it was really important, for instance, to make sure that there were no cuts to public education. The good news is that there were no cuts. We are holding education funding, foundation aid funding, at the level that it was the previous year. For my district, it was about we approved $839 million in state aid to our schools. And of course, this is important not just for it's important because the lower, lower state aid increases the impact on taxpayers at property taxpayers at a time when they absolutely can't afford it. So it's important that we maintain that level from a taxpayer perspective, and importantly from the perspective of our schools and our students. So that was a real priority. And we did manage to improve $10 million in new funding for student mental health support grants, which is probably one of the most common concerns I hear when I talk with teachers, when I talk with school administrators in schools in my district, is the growing mental health challenges that they are seeing, that their students are dealing with. So this was an important investment to make.
Okay, and that was an issue that was, predating the current crisis that we're
absolutely
in. So it's addressing that already. And then Lord knows this is going to, all of this is just a stressor on everyone, students included.
This current crisis absolutely created enormous stress, new stresses for people. And
so that's part of what I'm curious about then is, so there's going to be some things that have to be cut because there's going to be less coming in. And you're identifying some of the things that will be funded. What was funded in this budget that specifically is a response to this current crisis that you could touch on quick?
Well, I'll tell you one very important allocation we made was increasing about $1 billion in funding to expand unemployment administration. This is a very practical and important step that we took, and I can just tell you from my own office is hearing, we're getting so many calls from constituents having problems. They've been laid off from work because of the current health crisis, and they've been having problems just getting through to the unemployment office. And so that was just a very, this is a change, an investment we had to make to make sure that people can get are getting the income that they need to get through this crisis.
And we're almost at the top of the hour. Can you real quick mention what was done for vets in Sullivan and Ulster County?
Yeah, so this was a bright spot in an otherwise difficult budget year. But I had one of my top priorities was to get an expansion of the Joseph P. Dwyer peer support program for veterans. It is a proven model, an incredibly effective peer support program for veterans dealing with, the invisible wounds of war, PTSD, traumatic brain syndrome, there's a really fantastic vet-to-vet program in Orange County, which is in part of my district, and I was about a third of the counties in the state have this program. But Sullivan did not have it, Ulster County did not have it, and I was able to secure the funding and the budget to expand it to both Sullivan and Ulster counties. So this is going to be just hugely beneficial program for our veterans, and I'm really thrilled that we were able to do that in this difficult budget year.
Okay, well, Senator Metzger, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to have to go now, but let's talk again next week because there's still more to talk about. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much. Be safe, Jason. Thank you very much.
All right, you too. Be well.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that was New York State Senator Jen Metzger. Support for that last hour news comes from...